Women in Technology, WIT, is a national organization dedicated to encouraging women to embrace technology and to pursue so-called STEM degrees, that is, degrees in science, technology, and math, and then pursuing a position in the still male-dominated technology arena. Ronna Renee Jackson is the executive director of the Chattanooga Technology Council, whose mission is promoting technology and innovation in the Chattanooga region. As Ms. Jackson sees it, a STEM graduate herself, the internet has the potential to give every student in the area access to a world-class education.
The idea of that child being exposed to something that they would not otherwise see is both awesome and fearful, right? And we have to put all of that together and create the right kind of opportunities. When we look at the statistics on the college level, we still see big gender gaps in STEM. And that's, you know, really something that Debbie and I are both big proponents of, this idea of a women in technology group. You know, women hold half of the workforce, basically, right, as you would expect, right? But really not pursuing STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math, not pursuing those types of degrees and disproportionately holding STEM-related jobs. And yet more and more things are STEM-related. I mean, you can tie that to everything, or even a lot of times the acronym becomes STEAM if you put the arts in there, right? So I think for us, you know, with this idea of women in technology, it's, again, creating a network, a social network, because women are very social, and put it together in a way that you're able to provide a safe place for people to either learn about technology, experience technology, mentor each other, create the pipelines. I mean, there's all kinds of opportunities for it. And we've seen this model work very successfully in larger cities. And it was a very natural segue for the Tech Council to be fostering this Women in Technology chapter.
Interestingly, despite the fact that STEM careers, as Ms. Jackson sees it, favor women, because many women tend to think in a non-linear, holistic fashion, nevertheless, the majority of young women are still not pursuing STEM careers.
I think tech careers inherently favor women in some ways, just not only because of the thinking that you're talking about, but the flexibility. As Debbie was mentioning earlier, if you're able to be a student from anywhere of anything, you also can work from anywhere in any field. And so all of a sudden now, that's very appealing to a woman who maybe is trying to balance single mother or, you know, multi-career family and having to have that flexibility. So it's a huge opportunity for women to really grow into a major force in the workforce and what we're doing.
And yet you have formed this group because you obviously perceive that that's not happening, that women are not taking advantage of the opportunities in the way you would like them to. Is that true?
I think that's a true statement. I think that's in part why this group is forming. I think definitely we're seeing more of a shift. I mean, there are female chief executive officers and chief information officers in this town. They've been a big force. We have a lot of women that come through the doors of the Tech Council, and they all have interesting stories to tell, right, and how they got there. And I remember early in my career being the only woman on the leadership team of an international project. And, you know, it's kind of lonely if you don't have that. And men don't recognize that feeling because they haven't had that. And so, you know, in some ways, you know, women are having to still push those barriers, not always, not as much clearly as before, but still do that to some degree. And so I think the idea of women in technology, an affinity group is what I like to call it, I think will provide that virtual networking opportunity. You know, we will have events clearly where people can get together face to face, but we will have a virtual environment where people can blog, share ideas, get ideas, mentor others, and we're creating that community online as well as in a physical location.
And one of the goals of the Women in Technology group is to reach into the high school arena and mentor young women who have interest or who want to dabble, you know, and explore careers in technology.
Do you find resistance to that? Do you find young women uncomfortable with that idea? Have we still got this, you know, that's what boys do kind of attitude? Or is that changing, do you think?
I think it's hard to say. I'll use my son as an example. He's in seventh grade and he's on the robotics team. There's only one girl on the robotics team. And I sit there and as a parent observing that, I think, why is that? You know, What is not appealing to them? What is the subtle messaging that is being absorbed by these girls in the elementary school? Because we see in the test scores, parity all the way up until about middle school. Girls really start to drop off. By the end of high school, limited interest in pursuing a STEM degree. Then, you know, at the college level. And all that is continuing to whittle the workforce pipeline. And so that's what we have to change. And WIT is formed with a very simple mission to provide support and recognition for women in technology through education, network, and mentoring. And so it's that mentoring component for people like Debbie and me who've walked this walk to now turn around and reach behind us and help pull those students along and show that there are a lot of different opportunities and to play at any number of levels in the workforce.
Debbie Crabtree has been working with grade school students and virtual technology for more than 20 years. She's now the CEO of Village Virtual, a group of educators dedicated to providing online opportunities to students in all grades, kindergarten through 12th grade, by working in partnership with districts, umbrella organizations, and homeschool parents to, as their website puts it, bridge the digital divide.
You use the virtual classroom in a way because it allows you to personalize it.
That's right. We can customize, you know, even, and I feel very limited by the tools that are at my disposal just yet. You know, we're not there yet, but we're moving in the direction. But at least if I get a learner, say, and I've had one recently, he was an English 9 student, a terribly disruptive, just, you know, so many years of lack of success in the school system and negative feedback. So, of course, he ends up in an alternative school situation and he ends up with me. So we put him in an English 9 class, which, of course, he was completely unprepared for. So I said, just send me some data on this student. Where is he? So you could clearly see that by the third grade, you know, he was kind of holding his own. At the fifth, you begin to see the struggles. By middle school, he's in a hole that he never came out of again. So at least we were able to create a learning path that got him in his comfort zone and let him experience some success and build his confidence as a learner. So immediately they saw much better behavior because it was work that he could comprehend, that he could be successful at. You have to start where they are and build their success to the level that matches their age and supposed grade in school. And you can't do that in the traditional environment. There's just not flexibility. There's not manpower enough. There's not time in the day. It's just a few clicks for us.
This evening at 5:30, the local chapter of the national organization, Women in Technology, WIT, will be holding a reception for anyone interested in joining the organization or just learning a little more about it.
The first-year plan, this is the first quarter, so it's our initial event, is to have a quarter event, and two will be social and two will be professional development, which could be speakers or it could be some type of interactive thing. We're still forming that. We have a very small group of women, about 10, that have been actively engaged in the planning of WIT and what it will look like. We've gone to the other cities and taken a look at their models and have received a lot of great support and encouragement from other women in technology affinity groups. So I think we've got a good thing going here.
What's your goal?
Our goal is right now to have 100 women show up at the event. I think we'll have way more than that. And I think beyond just having 100 women participate, it really is to accomplish the types of things that Debbie and I have been speaking about. How do we create pathways for people? How do we connect talent and resources to opportunities? How do we mentor? And so we will come up as we go through this year with some measurable things. That's what businesses want to see. If they're sponsoring and putting money into something, they want to see outcomes. And we're working toward that. But the initial goal is to get off the feet, off the ground, launch it, get people involved. And I think it will go from there. I think as women, the nature of women, when you get together, things happen. And so we're going to see what happens. I think a lot will come out of that.
Mentorship is a big part of what you're doing.
I think it will be a very important plank, not only mentoring students, but even mentoring early career, emerging career. You know, there are a lot of women that have come to the table and say, boy, I wish this had been around when I was starting out. And so that's a call to action for us. You know, if I think back, you know, when I was in my 20s and 30s, what did I need to be successful and how was that provided? We can all go back and look in our history book in our mind and say, I really wish something like this had been around. And whatever this is what WIT will aims to develop.
And older gals, you know, like myself, who are starting new ventures, and there's a couple of us on the board that are, you know, in the early stages of our own companies, I find great comfort in being a part of that group, knowing that here are women who either can provide support or they're on the same path. And it's just kind of good to know you're not out there by yourself.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what Ronnie was
saying
earlier. Yeah,
I think that answers a great question. Like, why would anybody join? Well, anyone at any age, at any point in your career, will get something out of this, whether it is that support or it is the realization that you're not walking a path alone, or someone has a story to tell that you could learn from, or even all the way down into the student experience. There is something for everybody in this opportunity.
The reception is a free event starting this evening at 5:30 in the Loose Cannon Gallery on Rossville Avenue. Details are on the Chattanooga Technology Council's website. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.